we share together the liberty for our nation. Almighty God, giver of all good things, we thank you for the natural majesty and beauty of this land. They restore us, oh, we often destroy them.
Heal us.
We thank you for the great resources of this nation. They make us rich, though we often exploit them.
Forgive us.
We thank you for the men and women who have made this country strong. They are models for us, though we often fall short of them.
Inspire us.
We thank you for the torch of liberty which has been lit in this land. It has drawn people from every nation, though we have often hidden from its light.
Enlighten us.
We thank you for the faith we have inherited for all its rich variety. It sustains our life, though we have been faithless again and again.
Renew us.
O Lord, our governor, bless the leaders of our land, that we may be a people at peace among ourselves, and a blessing to other nations of the earth.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
To the president and members of the cabinet, to governors of states, mayor of cities, to all in administrative authority, grant wisdom and grace in the exercise of their duties.
Give grace to your servants, O Lord.
To senators and representatives, and to those who make our laws in states, cities, and towns, give courage, wisdom, and foresight to provide for the needs of all our people, and to fulfill our obligations in the community of nations.
Give grace to your servants, O Lord.
The judges and officers of our courts, give understanding and integrity, that human rights may be safeguarded and justice served.
Give grace to your service, O Lord.
To our military men and women who serve at this nation's calling, give them your strength and protection that they may return home in a time of peace and promise.
Give grace to your service, O Lord.
Teach our people to rely on your strength and to accept their responsibilities to their fellow citizens, that they may elect trustworthy leaders and make wise decisions for the well-being of our society, that we may serve you faithfully in our generation and honor your holy name, for yours is the kingdom, O Lord.
And you are exalted as head above all.
Help us, O Lord, to finish the good work here begun. Strengthen our efforts to blot out ignorance and prejudice, and to abolish poverty and crime. Hasten the day when all our people, with many voices and one united chorus, will glorify your holy name.
Amen.
For those who died and those who suffered from the 9/11 attacks, and for all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble,
hear us.
For all affected by the flooding and for all special needs, for this congregation.
Heal us.
We pray for all who have died that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom. Rest eternal, grant to them, O Lord, and let light perpetual shine upon them. And we pray to you to bless the strength and the courage, to strengthen the clergy, the laity, and all churches.